Hello and welcome to this week's summer series episode of Wedding Planning 101. I'm your host, Andy Towner, owner of The Bridal Journey and Reveiled. I'm here today, as always, with my co-host, Laura Wills, Director of Wedding Planning and Styling Agency, Wonderlust Creative Studio. Laura, hello.
Andy, hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, we just came across this news article earlier this year, so it was a while back. And a bride did a runner, as news.com tells us, .com.au. A bride did a runner on a big day after she allegedly busted the groom doing the unthinkable in a toilet before walking down the aisle.
I wonder if anybody's heard. This was a pretty viral story, so I think that a lot of people would have heard about it. But the story goes that the bride caught her groom to be, I don't think he ever made it to that actual title, being breastfed. Yeah,
by his own mum. And how this came out was a YouTuber who was present on the big day said, Jenny says to me, I did a wedding the other day and you never guess what happened. And she explains and goes into detail through YouTube on it. So whether you believe it or not is another question, but yeah.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it?
How is the mother of a grown man producing milk?
That's the least I think of our problems right here. But I think like it is, it's one of those such a far-fetched story that you're like, is it actually a story? I would love to know, and we're going to put it out to the listeners as we release this episode. What is the most random things that you have seen or heard with your own eyes and ears, so no stories from you guys, at a wedding? Because
would you call off the wedding?
100%. Would you consider not?
I think, well, she took mummy's boy to a whole new level in that sense. But
it's disgusting.
But
you hear all these crazy, crazy stories about why people call off weddings. You know, I was reading a Mamma Mia article the other day, and it was the girl was a hardcore adult Disney fan. And she got offered a job at Disney and called off the wedding a week before because she couldn't give up the opportunity, you know. Where do you fall within there? There was another one that said the bride's family thought lasagna was too messy to serve at a wedding and her partner's family was Italian. And so the whole wedding was called off. Where do people draw the line and weirdest thing?
Via your own mum is something that I would probably, I'd be a runaway bride.
100%.
I'd be running so fast.
I don't actually know if I'd admit it either. Like how mortified would you feel?
Nah, it would be like locked deep within a vault. Oh, and I would be seeing a psychologist about 10 years later.
And you'd be making sure that nobody uttered a word either. Like you're all sworn to secrecy. It's off.
Would you tell anyone?
I don't know. I wouldn't even care.
Well,
I wouldn't even care.
Guess what? I left my husband at the altar because he was breastfeeding his own mum.
There are some things that just sit in my throat and that is just disgusting.
Oh, man.
Anyway, each to their own. But, yeah, you would find me on a tropical island with a new name, I think.
A whole new identity.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, Andy, let's get into the summer series. This week we are discussing one of the most crucial aspects of planning your wedding, which is choosing the right vendors. So your wedding vendors really do play a significant role in the experience you have for your wedding journey and how the whole entire day is brought to life. You know, how do you select the right vendors? And most importantly, which I think is the most important thing, which vendor do you need to book in first? Okay, so today we touch on why I suggest having a Zoom consultation with your preferred team. How do couples review contracts of suppliers and make sure that they understand them? And whether or not you have the ability to negotiate their offer, their service, or a vendor's price.
Right. So first things first, you need to start by determining which vendors you'll actually need for your wedding. So the obvious ones are caterers, photographers, videographers, florists, musicians, etc. The best place to start is to create a list of potential vendors for each category and start researching. So the vendors need to be different in each location and venue. So be mindful that when looking into caterers, for example, if you've booked a restaurant, they include a per head price, but if you secured a private property, then you'll need to consider this supplier separately. So when researching vendors, it's essential to look at their portfolios online, take the time to go through their website, social media pages, and online review platforms. Highly recommend that last one. So this will give you an idea of their style, quality of work, and the experiences of other couples.
Yeah, absolutely. Next, I'd probably look to shortlist your vendors into each category for your top three. Okay. Hang on a minute, I actually think we need to go back a step here and explain a couple of more things on how to make the process a little bit easier on the couple. Because if you do not have a planner, then you are doing all this yourself. You know, this is what I do for every single client every single day. But if you're doing it yourself, it's much like choosing your venue, which we went over in a previous episode. Selecting your suppliers can be really time consuming and they can sometimes be a hard choice. So a few tips that I tell my couples when considering different vendors is one, each vendor needs to be researched and considered on different merits. Okay. So for example, if you're looking at a florist, do not look at the costing first. These guys are your creative geniuses, right? And the choice should be driven here by style, by vibe, and by their ability, not cost. So I don't suggest you put this style of vendor against each other and pick the cheapest option here. You definitely get what you pay for. If you're concerned about costings with a creative vendor, then I suggest to each of my couples that you approach them with a maximum budget and see where they can what they can create with this within this investment. Right? So as a comparative example, when you're looking at wedding cars, if you're not really into them and no one can really see them at your venue, then yeah, search around and select the most cost-effective or the cheapest supplier based on your needs. Okay? So they're the two different approaches. With a vendor that is A, either not high on your priority list or B, not going to have a huge impact on your day, 100% look at it by cost, but your creative suppliers need to be looked at by style and ability. Don't look at them by cost. Second tip that I tell my couples is inquire with vendors in threes. So threes are my magical number, right? You can only compute relevant details, relevant information into these itty bitty chunks. So don't overwhelm yourself. You know, if you don't find exactly the vendor that you're looking for the first time around in your first three, go to your second backup. It's not as if you can only look at three, but I almost 100% guarantee that you will revert back to your first round and your first choice if you do it that way. That way you can also make some really considered decisions without being overwhelmed. So I think once you've narrowed down your vendor list, you need to then obviously reach out to all the shortlist vendors and then secure consultations with them. I think meeting them in person or through a video call is crucial. So people like your photographer, your videographer, and your celebrant are really important suppliers for you to get a sense of their personality, their communication style. You know, you're going to be spending a significant amount of time or a significant part of your day with these vendors. So feeling comfortable with them is essential.
Okay. Now, during your consultations, I'd suggest asking the vendors about their experience and expertise for your wedding. It's also a good idea to inquire about their if there's any additional cost to their pricing structure here and what may be excluded from their packages. So for example, is travel included? Do they require accommodation? This will help you compare different options and make an informed decision as you can. So references are valuable when it comes to selecting vendors. For example, if your wedding planner recommended a photographer for you and you love your wedding planner, chances are you'll love your photographer recommendation too. So selecting vendors that work well and often with each other is a really, really important tip. And you will often find that a lot of suppliers do actually kind of work in little kind of groups and work together. So if you find like a photographer, perhaps you might ask what weddings do you usually do with a florist, or, you know, trying to find out, because they know they're the ones that are the experts, are at weddings all the time. So you could also lean on other suppliers for recommendations too, about who they might recommend as well, if you're struggling to find certain people. And your venue can also provide a list of vendor and other supplier recommendations too. So
yeah, absolutely. Once you've narrowed down your vendor choices though, you've got to review their contracts. Look, some vendors will send you through their terms and conditions before you're required to put down a deposit. Most will have you sign these as well, so that you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. It also forces you to have a look at the fine print. Pre-COVID, and like, we don't really want to talk about it, it's like, it didn't happen. But pre-COVID, there was, I think if you speak to a lot of vendors, especially new ones in the industry, they were very, very lax on their terms. They'd never had a really bad experience, so their terms and conditions may have been pretty minimal. COVID destroyed the wedding industry, like many others, and destroyed businesses. The amount that had to close due to loss of income was devastating, devastating for the industry. So those that survived have got some very, very strict terms and conditions in force now to not only protect you as the client, you know exactly what you're getting and there's no surprises, but to also protect them so that they don't lose money, time, resources, that like they did over the last couple of years. You know, it was a huge lesson for everybody. So contracts are legally binding agreements, right, that protect you both. It's really important that you understand the details. Some key points that you might want to look for in vendor contract are the deliverables. Okay, so ensure that the services and deliverables that you discussed in, say, your Zoom meeting with them are explicitly outlined in the contract. Okay, so this includes the date, time, and location of the services that are going to be provided to you by your vendor and what they actually are. Another good one to have a bit of a look at is the pricing of what they're charging you and a payment structure if they've got it. So obviously you look at a total cost, but I think that it's important to have a look at payment due dates and any additional fees, like we were talking travel or taxes. So if you're booking a caterer, for example, and they've got multiple payments for your guest list, you want to make sure you've got an accurate guest list so that you're not paying for guests that will attend or will not attend. Okay, that also helps you align your budget correctly and makes you feel a lot more comfortable when you're spending a lot of money on invoices such as a caterer. Cancellation and refund policies. Okay, this is also another huge thing that came out of COVID, because there were so many cancellations, postponements, refunds requested, etc. So you have to understand the vendor's policy regarding cancellations and refunds. A lot of deposits are non-refundable booking payments. So you need to be very, very mindful that 90%, 95% of vendors will not refund your booking deposit if you decide to cancel them. And look, there are some horrific stories that do come up for suppliers about why couples have to cancel, which pulls on everybody's heartstrings. But there is also a business behind those heartstrings. And if they have to constantly refund for different issues that crop up, they will not be able to put food on their table for their family. So there will be some vendors that will stick to that. It is black and white for them. Others potentially will take it case by case basis. Make sure you note what their policies are. It's really important. You know, liability and insurance, that is another thing I think you guys need to be a bit careful of. Make sure your vendor's got public liability. You know, it protects you, it protects the venue, and it protects your guests, it protects your money. So make sure that they've got a public liability insurance policy in place.
Great. So essentially, if there are any unclear or confusing clauses in the contract, don't hesitate to ask the vendor for clarification. So it's crucial to have a clear understanding of all the terms and conditions before signing, and they'd much prefer you to ask at the beginning than try to get out of something you didn't understand later down the track.
Yep, absolutely. And look, we're all guilty of it. I mean, I know I am. I know I'm so guilty of like...
I don't think I've read one once. Don't
yeah,
think.
See? But this is the thing. Like,
this is important.
This is actually really important because the last thing you want to do is have a horrific cost that you didn't foresee crop up at the very end that was in their terms and conditions from the start. That can cause a lot of angst between you and your partner, and it can even cause a bit of disdain for the vendor, which is really unfair because it's not actually the vendor's fault. Mm-hmm. So you really need to make sure you read your terms and conditions. They're painful, they're sometimes really long, but know what is important. Make sure you're looking at their payment, their deliverables, and their cancellation policy. They're the big three things that are going to have an impact on you guys financially. Make sure you read and understand them.
Great.
That's it for today, guys. So your wedding vendors and reviewing all your contracts. So make sure you select your vendors. The right ones are going to ensure that your wedding day is everything that you dreamed of. So choose them wisely.
And we also have a downloadable PDF for this particular episode, which highlights everything we've discussed today. It's a little checklist that you can go through. It's in our show notes. You can also access it via Instagram stories or via our website. So if you have any questions or want to share your venue search experiences, feel free to reach out via email at hello@theyouandmepodcast.com or via social media at the You and Me Podcast. So don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss the next episode of the summer series, Wedding Planning 101. Happy planning.
Ciao for now.